The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
I tell you, you look around the world and you can get really discouraged. You can look around our country and get really discouraged. You can look at what's happening in the government. And you can get really discouraged. You can look at what's happening in the evangelical movement. You get really discouraged. But folks, there are a lot of things to be encouraged about. There really are. And I hope this program will provide some source of encouragement to you. I really do. I hope so. Right now, there is a movement, and it is gaining momentum rapidly. And it's the pro-life movement. It is. And one of the great reasons for it is because science is always on our side. Real science, true science, genuine science is always on our side. Real science never, ever contradicts the Bible. Not real science. And if you are a student at all of science in the Bible, archaeology on the Bible, you know that through the years, we have seen so many positions held by science that were in contradiction to the Bible. And in time, science has come around and said, oh, well, maybe we were wrong after all. And they find themselves in harmony with the Bible. Well, that certainly is true of life. The advent of the ultrasound has clearly, unmistakably put science on the side of life, the pro-life community. The science of DNA. The science of DNA has clearly put real science on the side of the pro-life movement. And it's becoming more and more difficult. Now listen carefully. It's becoming more and more difficult for rational people, objective people, to be pro-abortion. Because the science says that's a human being. The DNA. You know, I mean, go back many years ago. We did not know that that little baby had its own unique, completely unique, one-of-a-kind DNA that was separate from the mother or the father. Yeah, that little baby has completely separate, unique DNA. Unlike any other human being that has lived or ever will live. And yes, unique from the mother and the father. We know that now. We didn't know that many years ago, but we know that now. Before we had ultrasound, we can only imagine what that little baby looked like. Now we see the facial expression sucking on the thumb and all that. And because the facts, truth, science is on the side of life, we are seeing a movement sweep across America. Yes, we have the far left liberal states like New York, Vermont, Virginia, that either have already or are attempting to pass ridiculously radical abortion laws that will allow a baby to be killed even up to the day of delivery. We got a few of those states, but we have far more states that are passing life bills. I don't like to call them anti-abortion. They're life bills. The heartbeat bill is not an anti-anything. It's a pro-life. It's a pro-baby bill. And we're seeing across America more and more states. We are seeing a movement unlike any time since the passage of Roe v. Wade. We have never seen this. This is new. This is fresh. This is a movement that we have not seen since Roe v. Wade. And Georgia is one of those states. So is Alabama. And, you know, we know about the controversy in Alabama. But Georgia, when Georgia was considering their heartbeat bill, some of the heavy hitters in Hollywood said, if you sign that bill, we're going to boycott. We're not going to give you any of our Hollywood dollars. We're not going to make any movies in your state. And I don't think most people realize how many movies are made in Georgia. It's much, much, much cheaper to make a movie in Georgia than in California, than in Hollywood. Taxes are lowered, so on and so forth. And so a lot of the movie industry have packed up and moved to Georgia, and a lot of movies being made in Georgia. Well, the heavy hitters, or some of the heavy hitters in the Hollywood entertainment complex, said, we're going to boycott you. And so when Georgia Governor Brian Kemp was considering whether he should sign the heartbeat bill there in Georgia, he was threatened by the Hollywood elite. Alyssa Milano, Alec Baldwin, and others said, we're going to boycott you and we're going to threaten you. And we're going to encourage our colleagues in Hollywood to stop making movies in Georgia. And they really thought this would intimidate the governor of Georgia. Well, it did not. In fact, it has emboldened him. I love this. I love this. I'm looking at a news story. Governor Kemp refused to be threatened and has signed the bill into law. During remarks at the Georgia Republican Convention, Governor Kemp acknowledged the controversy the new law caused for many leftists and liberals. And listen to what he said. Yeah, we do have governors like this. We do. He said, I understand that some folks don't like this new law. I'm fine with that. We're elected to do what's right, and standing up for precious life is always the right thing to do. The governor went on to specifically pinpoint celebrities in his defense of the new law, pointing out, quote, the Republican Party is the party of freedom and opportunity, he said. He went on. Here in Georgia, we value and protect innocent life, even though that makes the C-list celebrities squawk. He didn't call them the A-list. He called them the C-list. I love that. Later in the speech, he said, and I quote, we fought every liberal activist in the country, and we won. I'll say it again for the folks in the back of the room. We won! But make no mistake, we cannot rest on our laurels. We have to double down, and we need to do it again. Yeah, he was asked if he was concerned about the threatened Hollywood boycott. And he says, I don't care if the film industry leaves Georgia. The only way to stop these men is to permanently take away their power. I love that. He said, we're going to do the right thing no matter what the cost. If it's the right thing, you do the right thing. He says, I don't care if the film industry leaves Georgia. And then he said, I still believe our best days are ahead in this great state. Folks, this is a battleground state in 2020, and it's time to hunker down and fight. The left is angry, they're radical, and they're ridiculous. As he made fun of the C list celebrities from Hollywood. I like this guy. Governor Kemp of Georgia. May his tribe increase. By the way, I think we have a similar governor here in Ohio right now. Unlike the previous governor, I'm not real happy about the increased tax on gasoline. I'm not real happy about some of the other initiatives that Governor DeWine is proposing, but he ran on a pro-life plank platform, and he has kept his word. As far as the pro-life initiative is concerned, our current governor has not wavered one bit. I pray he does not. And we need to pray the same. Pray for the governor of Georgia. He's under intense pressure. Pray for our governor here in Ohio, Mike DeWine. All right. Quick break. And we'll be back. You're listening to Bob Rennie Live, and my telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Can I share with you how weird, wacky, and hypocritical the liberal left is? Yeah. When Georgia and Alabama passed their heartbeat bills, their bill is more restrictive than Georgia, but both of them are very similar in that as soon as a baby's heartbeat is detectable, that baby cannot be aborted. In Alabama, the penalties for the physician, the abortionist, are very, very severe. Not for the woman. The mainstream news media has reported absolute lies about the law in Alabama, but hey, we should expect that. But anyway, one of the charges from the liberal progressive left in Georgia and Alabama, this is going to hurt minorities. Bunch of white racist men passed these laws. A bunch of racist white men passed these laws that are going to hurt black women. That's what we heard. We heard it screamed and yelled from the highest hills and mountaintops of Georgia and Alabama. But think of this. According to some brand new statistics out, 60% of the reported legal abortions, the last time records were known, recorded, the last time, 60% of the reported abortions in the state of Alabama were black women killing their black children. Disproportionately, black babies were aborted, far more than whites. So now think about this. Because of the heartbeat bill in Alabama, there are going to be thousands more black babies born than before this law was passed. So who will benefit in Alabama more than anyone else? The black community. There will be more black babies, more black children. Yeah, it would be black families that will benefit more than anyone else in the state of Alabama. Now, what about Georgia? Well, it's 60% in Alabama. In Georgia, it's 66%. Two-thirds of all of the babies aborted in Georgia were black. So, in the state of Georgia, what community is going to benefit the most by the heartbeat bill? not the white community, it's not the Hispanic community, it's not the Asian community, it is the black community. Now, in spite of that, in both of these states, amendments were proposed, just like here in Ohio. Remember the battle over the heartbeat bill here in Ohio? We were shocked that one of our African-American legislators, a woman down at the State House here in Columbus, said, well, let's exempt black women from this legislation. So in other words, if it's a white baby, you can't kill it. If it's a black baby, yeah, go ahead. Think about that. It's not okay to kill a white baby, but if it's a black baby, yeah, that's fine. Now, that was exactly the goal, the purpose of Margaret Sanger, who founded Planned Parenthood. Need to get rid of those weeds, those inferior people, like those colored people, according to Margaret Sanger. Yeah. So we, believe it or not, we had a female black lawmaker here in Ohio tried to get an amendment tacked on to the heartbeat bill that exempted black women from the law, which meant white women couldn't kill their babies, but black women could. Well, the same is true in Alabama and Georgia as well. But that is why we are winning the battle. Not only is science on our side, ultrasound, DNA. Not only is science on our side, common sense is on our side. Why? Now just think, why is it that across America, and I don't think there is a state that is the exception to this, I don't think, maybe there is, but to my knowledge, every state in the United States has a disproportionate number of black babies that are aborted. And that's why Planned Parenthood is disproportionately active in the black community. There are more Planned Parenthood facilities in black communities than any other. Why? To fulfill Margaret Sanger's dream. Reducing the population of inferior people. And that's exactly what Margaret Sanger thought about African Americans. So we shouldn't allow them to reproduce, you know. We got to reduce the population. That's what eugenics was all about. Check it out. If you don't believe me, check it out. Just do a little study of any of the search engines. Margaret Sanger, eugenics. See what it says. All right, we're going to take a break, and we're going to return.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.